I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando, and this is Cinema Classics.
And we are in the Torpedo Room at the Gateway Film Center. Pretty nice setup. Now we're like a triple threat, right? Video, audio, and spiritual.
Jason Reitman.
Yeah.
Now, he's got Labor Day out there now.
Okay, well, let's paint the picture for everybody. Yeah. Jason Reitman is this young up-and-coming director. He's the son of commercially successful director Ivan Reitman, the man behind Ghostbusters.
You got it. Yeah.
Comedy classics of the 80s.
But you know, he gave his son some great advice, I thought, before he started filming Thank You for Smoking.
Okay.
It's not your job to be funny. Your barometer for comedy is nowhere as good as your barometer for truth.
Now, if Ivan Reitman realized that he shouldn't be the barometer of comedy, we'd maybe get somewhere. Jason Reitman, what I think is really interesting about Jason Reitman's film, especially from a young guy like that, the tone. It's comedy in a minor key. He's not doing slapstick. He's kind of making these comedies that I always lament. The comedy that's developed through character. He lets scenes play out. There's interaction.
There's social commentary underneath most of what he does, which is what I like about him.
Yeah.
So if you took even Up in the Air, people losing their jobs. George Clooney going around, knocking these people out. That's a tough subject. And the idea of isolation. But then if you even take Thank You for Smoking, nobody smokes in that film.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a counterintuitive way that he approaches these issues.
He's trying to put you off of the industry by showing you what a smarmy guy Eckhart is, right?
Glib TV guy. You've met a few of those in your time.
Oh, glib TV guys? Yeah.
Right. In fact,
I am one. So let's look at his career. So he comes, I would say Thank You for Smoking is not a great film. Then he follows that up with...
2007 is my favorite of all of his, Juno.
Yes, everybody knows Juno.
Right, with Ellen Page.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, nominated for the Oscar about teenage pregnancy, another social issue.
Yeah.
Brought to us Ellen Page, one of the great actresses of our time.
What? Are you...
Yes.
She's elfin. What are you going to cast her in?
I understand physically. Sure. There's such great humor in it.
Mm-hmm. Again, comedy in a minor key. That movie was a huge crossover hit, and that set him up for Up in the Air. Arguably his most assured film.
Yeah. I'd say so. I think that's a good point.
But you're right. There's this underlying tension that he orchestrates masterfully about these people who are being put out of work. And you're spending the bulk of your time with the people putting them out of work. You know? So it's a high wire act. But I think deftly done and probably his best film. And he gives Clooney such a great role and directs him. Oh, again, Charlize Theron in Young Adult.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because she plays a novelist who decides to go back to her hometown and sabotage the marriage of her former high school love. Great role for Theron and the idea of having to come to terms with your past. And actually, here she is, a novelist, supposedly pretty smart, but has to grow up. At least four of his actors have been nominated.
Well, that brings us to Labor Day. Probably only four people have seen it. Jason Reitman, Ivan Reitman, Josh Brolin, and Kate Winslet.
And five.
DeSando, okay.
Right.
It's the worst reviewed film of Jason Reitman's career. Here's a guy who has been, you can call it the M. Night Shyamalan dilemma.
Oh,
right?
Dear, not that bad.
Here's a guy who was so assured, had a couple of great hits under his belt, and then stumbled one time and never recovered.
Oh, boy, I don't think so. His other films were so solid, and I will tell you, for the fifth guy who has seen it, I think it's a good little film. It's not great. It's too formulaic. He's jumped out of prison.
Okay.
He commandeers Kate Winslet and her son.
Right.
Kidnaps them. And we have Stockholm Syndrome, where she falls in love with him.
Interesting.
First of all, Brolin and Winslet are very good together.
Okay.
Secondly, Reitman emphasizes the need she has for physical relationship with a man. The Brolin character is idealized. The three of them make an apple pie that is the best apple pie making scene I have
ever
witnessed.
I've heard about this scene, and I've heard it's embarrassing.
It's great, man. It's slushy. It's sexy. Now, let's talk about crust. He's got, an intonation about as if this were some kind of a mask.
That's why you're responding so well to this scene, is because it's about a manly dude who's, an expert in the kitchen.
Oh, exactly, and you would love it.
So his kitchen expertise translates to his bedroom expertise?
They're equivalent, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see what he does next. A lot of promise. He's made some really smartly realized films, so hopefully we'll see more from him.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org and like us on Facebook.